Inside the business offices of House Vernius, Romber seemed deflated and unsure of what to do. Jessica and Leda remained with him, waiting. After more than a month of intense searching for the boys, every lead had gone nowhere. Every sighting proved false. Every rumor was just that. Jessica felt her hopes slipping as time passed. Paul had still sent no message, no signal of any kind. Accompanied by a silent aide, Bole Gavati bustled over to the Grand Palais, carrying a sheaf of papers, the Technocrat Council's weekly report to Earl Vernius. A supercilious man, Jessica thought. Avati's body language suggested that he didn't think Romber needed to be consulted about anything. "We have been managing everything in your time of difficulty, my lord. Please attend to these documents as soon as possible, so as not to impede the progress of new developments." As an afterthought, he turned. "Oh, yes. A message cylinder arrived this morning, a communique from 2 House Atreides men." He waved a hand casually, and his aide stepped forth to present a cylinder. "I would have preferred this information the moment it arrived," Romber snapped, grabbing the message. "Vermilion hells, this could be vital." Avati demurred with no sincerity whatsoever. "Apologies. We had other pressing business." He left without further ado. Romber unsealed the cylinder so quickly with his cyborg hand that he broke the cap. As he scanned the lines of the Instroid document, his prosthetic shoulders sagged. "Your men arrived on Chusik too late. The Jongleur troop gave a performance and then departed immediately on another guild ship. No information on where they went afterward." "We can ask the guild," Leto said. "An inspector is due this afternoon." "We can ask," Jessica agreed. "But they weren't very cooperative the last time." Before he could proceed to the Highliner construction site, the guild inspector was intercepted by Romber's household guard and escorted to the Vernius administrative office. He was annoyed by the disruption in his plans. "My schedule does not allow for interruptions." "We request information," said Romber, and explained what they needed to know. The inspector was unimpressed. "Information is not gratis, nor is it readily available. The only reason we spoke with you earlier about your sons is because of the fees they owed for passage. Such discussions are over, because confidentiality is a hallmark of the Spacing Guild." Romber's scarred face darkened. "Then let me pose the question in a way you can better understand. Effective immediately, I shall order that all construction work cease on your Highliner. My crews will not lift a hull plate or install a single rivet until you give us answers." Jessica felt a warm satisfaction in her chest. Leto's hard grin showed he was proud of the position Romber was taking. The guild inspector was startled. "That makes no commercial sense. I shall protest."
"Protest all you like. I am House Vernius, and my commands rule here."
Jessica stepped closer to the guildsman.
"You don't have any children, do you, sir?"
He seemed to see her for the first time.
"Why is that relevant?" "It explains your complete ignorance and lack of humanity."
With heavy footfalls, Romber crossed to a wall comm and contacted the construction crew chief on the grotto floor.
"Stop all operations immediately. Perform no further work on the Highliner until I give the word. Tell your crews to take a break. It might be a long one."
He switched off the speaker and turned to the inspector.
"You may as well go back to your Highliner and discuss the matter with your superiors. I'll be here when you return."
Thrown off balance, the guildsman hurried out of the administrative office. Jessica looked through the transparent windows to the construction floor, where tiny figures rode suspensor platforms down from the superstructure as they exited the highliner framework. Workers milled about like busy insects on the wide cavern floor, not knowing what else to do.